widespread doubt about whether this administration can be trusted to enforce our laws. And it's going to be difficult to move any immigration legislation until that changes. I have made clear for 15 months the need for the Congress and the administration to work together on the issue of immigration reform. It needs to get done. Now, I'm going to continue to talk to my members about how to move forward, but the president is going to have to do his part as well. We outlined our principles last week to our members, principles that our members, by and large, support. It's put together by the leadership team, and they believe it. But I never underestimated the difficulty in moving forward this year.
All right, that's the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, on immigration reform. It's just another one of those wah, wah, wah. We know it's headed nowhere. Most Republicans want to wait to pass immigration reform until next year after the midterm elections, avoid the problems. And then you've got 2016, the presidential race. That heats up the minute the midterms are over, so nothing will happen until 2017, if then. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you doing? Okay, with all that snow in your neighborhood and ice? Hopefully you have electricity and you have found a way to cope with all those snow days. Boy, it is a crazy, wacky world out there when it comes to this winter. I think the totals are going to be shattering all over the place. The Olympics have started. Opening ceremonies coming up on Friday night. We have our Olympic challenge, our Olympic medal challenge. How many medals do you think the U.S. is going to win? That's in our last two segments of the hour. You can even break it down for three other chances to win by giving us the total of golds, silvers, and bronze medals as well. So that gives you four different ways to win. Or just throw out a number guess for the overall medals. That makes it easy. So you want this number. Keep it handy. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can send us your email, guess at americatonight.net. Rick in Illinois, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah. That guy, clown you got, Governor Chris Christie's in Texas right now.
Chris Christie, yeah.
Yeah, he's in there. You know, he ought to watch Jay Leno. Jay Leno says, time to go. He ought to be saying the same thing. Time to go.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing with Chris Christie. That's all anyone, especially in the East Coast, is talking about. But the fates and fortunes of Christie, I think, have fallen in the category of he is no longer considered for 2016. I'd be stunned if he was the Republican nominee.
Yeah, I know. They just bow out and go back to New Jersey and, you know, just stay out of the limelight. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. But this Olympics thing, what are you doing now?
The Olympic challenge, where you just have to tell us how many medals you think the U.S. is going to win.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
That's easy, right?
Yeah.
That's easy. And then you can even say, well, you can break it down. Here's how many I think they're going to win. Here's how many golds or bronze. It doesn't matter how you hit. If you guessed all four, I mean, then you would win. But if you just guessed one and you guessed the overall number wrong, but you guessed the amount of golds right, you would win too. So there's a couple different ways to. It's like scratch off. There's a couple different ways to win this time around. How's that? So call us back.
Okay.
Call us back, Rick. If you're awake, you can double dip on us or send it to us at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. For fun, we thought we'd do that. A lot of you suggested it. I did it, I think, at the last Olympics, and so that somebody remembered, and I had a couple of people that asked about that, so there you go. Hey, unemployment benefits. You know, we're talking about the logjam with immigration because it's such a hot potato politically. The unemployment benefits, again, Republicans blocked it from advancing to the Senate, and about 1.7 million jobless people have been affected by the expiration of that program that one time was up to 47 weeks, I think, of federal benefits after state paid assistance ended. So there, you still got some after that. Four Republicans voted to advance it. All 53 Democrats and two independents supported it, and that would have left the bill with 59 votes, one short of the 60 needed. So that didn't happen. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid switched his vote. That made the final tally 58-40, and that's, I guess, time to reconsider the issue in the future, but it doesn't look like it's going anywhere. I mean, that, I think that's out. It's not being extended, barring some strange thing that happens. It's a non-starter like immigration. You know, a couple votes here or there, though, it could topple, but it's not looking that way. Let's put it that way. It's just another one of those issues that, okay, are we paying for this again? And where are we headed with this? And so it's, I think it's lights out. It's off the table for sure. It's interesting what's been happening in Washington. It's kind of like, Washington on steroids, because they got back in session in January and it's like, okay, here's this and here's this and here's this and here's this. And, A, B, C, D, which ones are we going to pass? And so far, some of the bigger things that have been talked about are not even making any noise, and I don't see that happening. I mean, there's too much of a log jam in D.C. It's time for really massive change there, and I think eventually we're going to see that. The frustration of what's been going on the past couple decades is just way, way, way too high for sure. How about taking a page out of President Obama's book? Iran's President Rouhani is now promising health care for all citizens. Yeah, this is interesting. They're calling it Rouhani Care, and it's not a joke. There's no punchline to come after this. He says he's all in on this, and he plans to do what the president is doing, and he even gave credit to Obama, saying he's going to try to cover 55 million uninsured Iranians by what they call the social safety net. And, you know, this is a guy on Twitter. He's got a whole bunch of Twitter followers, and he tweeted it, actually. And he referenced Obamacare's rollout and all that kind of stuff. And he says that he's inspired by it, and he plans to enact a national healthcare program by 2018. He even said it in a televised speech. Now, in the speech, he didn't make a reference to Obama's Affordable Care Act. Well, what the heck? They have so many problems in Iran anyway. Why not some more? Can you imagine? All right, stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight, including your mail. Yep, we're going to hit the mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
We're getting ready for Valley Day here on this show with a kick in the head. Speaking of kick in the head, Jay Leno pretty teared up saying goodbye to tonight's show after 22 years. How about that? So 22 years at the helm, and of course there was a rocky time in between when they booted him, then he was back, the whole Conan O'Brien thing, and this time he went out in a much nicer way, I think. Many of you had some things to say about what's happening in Washington and with the Olympics and whatnot. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Shari, and Shari says, hey, Kate Delaney, you really rock it. I got to tell you, watching what's going on with the Olympics, the nonsense over the toothpaste, and the craziness over the hellish hotel rooms, and the construction all around, it costs a fortune to go there in the first place. I wouldn't be psyched if I was somebody who was going over to Russia right now, to be honest. I would be a little bit concerned about the security. It's true, anything can happen anywhere. We live with terrorism around us. But it just seems like it would be the perfect venue to have something happen when you have all those athletes on the world stage. And when you think it's safe is when something truly grotesque happens. I hope I'm completely wrong, but I wouldn't want to go over there. Yeah, you know, it's kind of a split in a couple of different directions. In other words, a lot of the people I've talked to that surprised me and say they wouldn't go have surprised me and said they wouldn't go. And then people that I would think would say they wouldn't go say they would go. The president made a point to say I would go, and John Kerry, the Secretary of State, made it a point to say, I would go. Of course, they're not going, but they've said that they would, that they wouldn't be fearful of that, that that's what we live with, and that they're secure, and there's, you know, that there's plenty of security measures in place and all that kind of thing. I mean, nothing's 100%. I say that all the time, so I don't know. It would cost a lot of money if I were picking an Olympic venue. But then, you know, think of this. The World Cup in Brazil and what Brazil is going to be like. And I just talked to somebody from Brazil, and they're having all kinds of problems with crime. And anytime you get large groups of people, and that's the deal. Anytime you have large groups of people, there is a chance of something could happen. I guess you just can't live your life that way. All right, here's one from Joey D, who says, Kate, you just got back from Grenada, and I heard you mentioning something about cruise ships and viruses. You went to some virus conference or something. It's crazy what's happening on these cruise ships, but I don't think it's affected the bottom line with the cruises. What did those scientists tell you? Well, one of them told me is, and I think this is pretty widely reported, it's called the norovirus, and what happens is the same thing. Funny enough, when you get enough people in tight quarters, somebody doesn't wash their hands. You know, they have the signs about the hands and everything else. Somebody gets sick, they touch a railing. And even if you wipe a railing down, you're not wiping every ounce of the rail. And to really sterilize it, you'd need Clorox and soap to put some soap on the same area as well, and you'd have to let it dry. So when they wipe the ships down, that'll work for a while. But it's not 100% foolproof. When you have that many people, somebody gets sick, it's easy to spread a virus. So the Royal Caribbean had that happen with the 700 passengers. It's a new strain of the norovirus. They confirmed it, that it infected that crew. And they detected it less than 2 years ago. And it became the predominant strain, causing outbreaks not just on cruise ships but on land-based areas too as well. That's what the Center for Disease Control is saying. It was first discovered in Australia, but now it's quickly been all over the globe. And they say that when that happens, people who've already had previous versions of the bug can get sick again. Oh, that's nice to know, isn't it? Oh, and it's supposedly just the worst. I mean, it's sickening how it feels. And the norovirus is the leading cause of gastroenteritis in the U.S., and that's like about 21 million infections every year, 800 deaths. So see, that best defense against that is, and this is what these doctors and scientists told me, it's sanitation, and it's frequent hand washing. Because that's what happens. And then, but once somebody touches something somewhere, and then it touches food, and you can see how fast it would spread. I mean, even if you're really good about doing that, you can see how fast it would spread. It's tough. That's the whole thing with viruses. This one from Ed, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you talk about a lot of the things happening in D.C., immigration just makes me crazy. Why there is no standard immigration policy? It seems like everybody's talking out of both sides of their mouth. What do you think? Well, I think it's political. I think if your constituents want immigration reform, bam, you are all over it. If they don't, you are 100 ways away from that. And the problem is the population. A lot of the population, how much of the voting population is Hispanic or Latino or whatever. And I would think there's another thing at work, but not all Hispanic people, you can't just lump them all in one, want to see that, because there's people, this is the problem, there's people that waited in line, did it the right way, and they're furious that other people are getting their cutters, sort of. And I don't know other way to put it. So what do you do? I mean, how do you solve this dilemma? Some would say, just deport. But the problem is that doesn't work, because it just comes back again. That's the cat and mouse game that they play with our money along the border. And, you know, God bless the Border Patrol agents. Their job is brutal. I spent time with many Border Patrol agents, so I saw it first. I mean, I saw it in my face, close up, and on that Juarez border and Tijuana. I did another thing in Tijuana, and it's not changing. I mean, we had a law, we didn't enforce it, and it grew. So we're always reacting to problems when they're out of control instead of when they're manageable. You know, it would be a whole different situation if you were talking about a small amount of people, but we're talking about a number we can't even count. A number we can't even count. Don't look for any kind of reform anytime soon, though. It's not going to happen. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Philip. Quickly, I'll get this in. And Philip says, Kate, do you think the Americans are going to prevail at the Olympics? What a wide open question. I hope so. I mean, of course. But, you know, in prognosticating, the Russians have some good players. And it depends on what sport you're talking about with the Winter Olympics. Are you talking about hockey? Are we talking about snowboarding? Are we talking about downhill? What sport are we talking about? You would think there'd be, and always with the home country, there's a little advantage. I think there's a little advantage for the Russians. I don't think that, I think Russia, I think the United States, I think Canada would probably be up there in some of these. Usually Canada is in the Winter Olympics, but I think it comes down to Russia and the United States battling it out in the pure medal contest anyway. I mean, you could throw in Japan, you could throw in some other countries too, but this is the Winter Olympics, not the Summer Olympics. And I think that I think the United States still wins the most medals, but barely. I mean, it's not a given. If you even do anything to just, I mean, if you even just listen to some of what they're talking about as the commentary continues. Russia has some pretty good athletes. There's no doubt about it. All right, hang with us on the flip side. We'll hear from some of the athletes. Plus your chance to medal with us by taking the Olympic challenge. How many medals do you think the U.S. overall will win? 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
I've been skiing technically really well, and my fitness is really high, and I think, you know, having the confidence to ski really, it's what that is a lot of force. It's just a lot more, you're decelerating a lot, and you kind of have to twist that turn around a bit more manually, but it's a skill that almost everyone in the World Cup has. My experience so far has been good. I mean, our area is not quite finished, I wouldn't say, but where we are is nice. Very rushed is what you get the impression of, that everything, you know, isn't quite done. They could use a little bit more time, but that's, you know, I've been to a lot of Olympics, and there's only been really only, even Salt Lake still seemed like there was scrambling at the end to get stuff done.
All right, scrambling. He kind of gives the Russians a pass there. Bodie Miller is a world-class athlete, World Cup alpine ski racer, if you don't know, with the U.S. ski team. He's an Olympic and World Championship gold medalist, two-time overall world champion, World Cup champion. He did it in 2005 and 2008. And he's one of the most successful male American alpine ski racers of all time. And he's considered to be one of the greatest World Cup racers anyway. So we'll see what happens in the Olympics. He became the fifth and so far the last man to win races in all five, they call them disciplines, slalom, giant slalom, super G, downhill, and then the combined. And so now here we are at the doorstep again of the Olympics, and can he do it? Can he medal? Can he bring home a medal, gold or otherwise? And it's, the competition is without a doubt very, very fierce, and he's had to undergo things with injuries and whatnot. And he announced in January of 2013 that he was going to skip the entire season so that he could have a completely healthy run for his fifth Winter Olympic Games in Russia. And let's see if it pays off for him or not. It's an exciting skier to watch, that's for sure. All right, and that starts our Olympic challenge. Come on, you're up. I know you're out there thriving, you third shifters. All you have to do is call in and tell me how many medals you think the Americans will win. How many medals will the United States win overall? So it's just a numerical guess. If you want to go even deeper than that, you can. You could break down the other medals, but an overall guess is fine. You just might hit it on the head. We did have somebody do that before, so you could be the lucky one. I'll tell you my guess in a minute, but first let's go to Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete in Texas.
Oh, Princess, what in the world is happening?
Toothpaste tubes, my friend.
Yeah, what a zipperhead.
What a zipperhead is right. Killing dogs, just pulling out weapons and shooting the dogs and hotels, yeah. Shambled rooms, crazy.
What a first-class outfit they've got going there.
Of course, all that corruption.
Yeah. Oh, God, what a zoo. I figure they'll win 73 medals.
Ooh, 73, I like it. That's a good guess.
Yeah, that's a nice round figure, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it because you figure golds, bronze, silvers, all those mixed in between. Sure, 73, there's a lot of events.
Yeah, I'm figuring 44 gold, 21 silver, and 8 bronze.
All right, we have you down for all of those. So even if you don't hit the overall total, if you don't hit the overall total, but you hit one of the other ones, you still win.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, more ways to win. You got to love it.
It's nice and cold, isn't it, dear?
I know it is. 20 degrees, 25 degrees, 26 degrees. It's crazy.
Oh, did it snow on you today?
It did snow all morning long.
Yeah, that's what we got over here.
Oh, you poor Texans.
Do you hear this?
do you feel our pain, Bubba?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, they're dealing with like 40 below. When you live in Minnesota, you are just frozen for the entire winter.
There hasn't been snow for about a week, though, so we got that.
Oh, but it's a dry snow.
snow.
Yeah, it's not so much the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm out of here.
All right, Pete, stay warm. Good guesses. So Pete says 73 medals, 44, 21, 8, even broke it down. What do you say, America? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. All right, here's my medal breakdown. I'm going to say I think it's 66 medals. And of those 66, I'm going to say 30 are gold, which might be too low of an amount, but I'm going to say 30 are gold. 15 will be silver, and the rest will be bronze. Hey, to medal in the Olympics, I don't care what it is. I mean, of course, you want to win the gold, but if you walk away with the silver medal, especially alpine skiing, which like the Austrians and the Italians and so many other countries have such a lock on. That's why Lindsey Vonn was a huge loss with her injuries, because she was favored to really rack up some medals in the Olympics, and this is probably the last show for her. But, I mean, she's already had so many World Cups and everything else. I think she really wanted to be there, but she could not. It would be too risky, I think, for her physically, and she knew it. I mean, once your knee goes or you got something else that you can't bounce back from, you can't even. That's why Bodie Miller announcing he was just going to try to stay healthy for the Olympics, even though he would miss all those runs, too, he would preserve his body a little bit. 855-266-5283. Hey, Nathan, how many medals overall do you think the U.S. wins?
Oh, sorry. I'm going to go with 68.
68 medals. All right. So you've got 68, I have 66, and Pete has 73.
Okay.
73. All right, so we also have some people that are actually sending in guesses. I promise I will go to the emails. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. You can give us the overall total, too. You don't have to give us the breakdown of everything. And that works because you may hit on the overall total. Now that things have started, I mean, no medals have been given out, but the Olympics are here. And the opening games crank up on Friday. So the weekend, there'll be some medal rounds with some of the things we saw already with, you know, skating and whatnot. And it's underway. I mean, this is for the next couple of weeks. This is going to be dominating some of the talk anyway. And you think of, though, the Olympic, I don't know, I think of all the Olympic possible drama. And I think the U.S. should do really well here. You think of Bodie Miller. He had a huge downhill training run. I mean, he mastered the course in his first run. So that's good news. He may end up with a whole bunch. You think of the short program. We have a couple, Merrill Davis and Charlie White. They have that short dance competition. That's Saturday, so we should do better in the skating there. They're excellent. And Sean White decided not to do the snowboard slope style course. And probably it was a smart decision because he wants to focus on the half pipe because he wants to medal again. And he doesn't want to mess himself up with the competing on the other one. So I think he was smart to do that. And, of course, we have Hannah Carney, who is, you know, just leading in the moguls and looks really, really good. So there are some good storylines for the U.S. already. And these are preliminary rounds, of course, but they qualify. They're qualifying rounds. And in the case of Hannah Carney, she is so cool to watch. She is so enthusiastic. And she says she just, like, gets into it and just turns her mind off. She's from New Hampshire, 27 years old, and seemingly has been doing this forever. Her score, she ran those moguls. I mean, just picture moguls, these bumps down, basically down the face of the mountain. She posted a score of 23 seconds, 23.5, to move into the Saturday finals. So she is one step closer to a gold. You know, she won a gold in Vancouver 4 years ago. Can you believe it's been 4 years since the Olympics? I can remember talking about it. I can remember doing this. I can remember doing the challenge, and we had some people on too talking about the Olympics. So Saturday's finals, you get in her event, you have three runs, and we'll see what comes of it. But she's looking really good so far. But it's all about that timing, what you do when you go down that run, and what the timing is. So we're doing the medal competition, our medal challenge for the Olympics. If you want to participate, you can by sending us an email at americatonight.net or calling this number, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
He's a very good coach, and like I said, we're coming off of one of the most successful seasons with the U.S. men's national team. You know, he's a player that played at the highest level and has been very successful, won a lot of trophies, and having that experience and being able to pass that down to us is pretty cool, and I think it's helped the growth of and the confidence of the U.S. men's national team. Yeah, it's going to be difficult, the group that we're in, but it's also exciting. You want to be part of that competition playing in the World Cup, because playing against some of the best teams in the world, best players in the world, and that's what it's about. So we have a difficult group, but at the same time, I think we have a lot of quality in our team. We're coming off one of our most successful years in the history of U.S. men's national team soccer. Diego Maradona, watching him play in some old tapes of the 1986 World Cup and seeing how he helped lead his country to winning that World Cup was pretty special. So he's someone that I always looked up to growing up, playing soccer.
All right, that's the voice of Clint Dempsey. And for all of you soccer hounds who have been hounding me about soccer, it's a little more than, 4 months before the U.S. World Cup opener, and Clint Dempsey is giving some praise to his fellow teammates, talks about how tough it is, and now the U.S. captain is in the middle of a 2-year loan back to Fulham, trying to get his old club out of last place. And he's talking about, Dempsey is a guy who's going to be 31, I think, next month, and he talks about the U.S. coach Jurgen Klinsmann and the players challenging themselves and all of that uncertainty and all that sort of stuff, because that's the next best thing to happen as Joe Jake, and Bob, who are emailed us even earlier for something we did, all have emailed me in the past couple of weeks asking me, what about World Cup? What about World Cup? So that's your World Cup update. Here we are back on America Tonight. We're doing the medal challenge. It's not about World Cup here, though. It's about the Olympics and how many medals you think the United States will end up with in the end of this. How many medals? I say 66. What do you say? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can email me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We have some people who have done that, and it includes Jay Bird. Jay Bird says, too tired, too wiped out to call, hit this before I left. I think 64 is my guess. I think 64 will be how many medals overall the U.S. wins in the Olympics. I hope it's more, though, and I hope we see some good action over there. I'd love to see the Americans, Kate, frankly, stick it to the Russians. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that want to see that happen. Here's one from Dylan, and Dylan says, breaking it all down was tough for me, and maybe because it's bad, I'm bad at math, but I think gold will see 40. I think silver will see 35, and I think bronze will see 20. So add that up for me if you would, Kate. Wow, I think that's a lot of medals. So 40, 35, 20, 95 medals. Oof, 95? That's a lot of, Dylan, that's a lot of medals. 95 medals. I don't know if that would be a record for the U.S. or not, but it's a lot. That'd be a pretty dominating performance. And, you know, they started off with the whole snowboarding thing and figure skating. And then as we move along, Friday is the opening games. And into the weekend, the things that count, the medal rounds on Saturday will be big. The Saturday events, you'd have the semifinals, the men's slope style, and you'd have women's ice hockey. That'd be interesting to see, I think. And you've got speed skating, you have dance, ice dancing starting in pairs and whatnot. And that Olympic stuff goes all the way through the day, and they're streaming it too, which is smart because there's some people who want to hear it as it's actually going live, and then others who we'll watch it at a different time. And Saturday and over the weekend, that's when some of your bigger events, it makes sense, start to happen. The downhill, which is always fun to watch that. The whole ice hockey thing. The individual stuff as well. And then we'll get into, we'll go deeper into hockey. Then they have curling. How many people are listening to me that like and know curling? In the great state of Minnesota, curling is a very, very big deal. There are a lot of people who play the game, and they either do it in a league, an organized league, or just do it pickup games with their buddies. So I think curling is kind of interesting to watch. I mean, I don't get it in a way, but I think it's fun to watch it. It's very much a finesse deal. All right, here's one from Sharon. And Sharon says, Kate, I like for the U.S. to win 71 medals. I will certainly be watching as the American athletes take to the podium when they win, but forget the breakdown of it. It could be they end up winning more silvers and bronze. Then gold, as you know, it's always really, really tough. Okay, we got another one here from Joe listening to us, WFLN. Thank you. And Joe says, I think the total will be 80. 80 medals in all. Not sure the breakdown, but I say 80 medals. All right, so only a couple minutes left. If you want to squeeze it in, AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. For the medal guess overall, how many medals the U.S. wins at the Olympics, rather. And you can also throw in, if you want, golds, silvers, and bronze. You can throw in the total. So if you don't win straight up the one way, you might win another way by hitting one of the other totals. And it's happened before, believe it or not, on this show. It's happened before. That's all I'm saying. That we've seen it. That somebody has hit. So it's official. There's security concerns. The Olympics complete their first day. There's a lot of excitement. No adverse incidents, which is a good thing. I think the biggest deal is in the village, it's terrible. The quarters are cramped, but more than cramped, the knobs of the doors are falling off and the showers are messed up and there's all kinds of cockamamie things going on as if they were in the middle of new construction, which some say is the problem. They're $50 million over budget. And that's not necessarily unusual. That happens with a lot of Olympics, but they got to make it up, and then they've got sawdust and tools and all that stuff spread all over the place, which makes it pretty difficult. How about this? I love this. Slammin' Sammy sends us an email, and Sammy says, Kate, the Canadians are going to do much better than the Americans. I truly believe that. But I think the Americans overall get 74 medals. 74 medals. All right. Thanks to everybody who jumped in on the Olympic challenge. We'll keep you posted. We'll see if anyone nails the amount of medals the U.S. will walk away from Russia with. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.